trade show is to try and bring new products to all the caterers on the Isle of Man, the restaurateurs, the cafes, the people who run live-at-home schemes or live-on-the-farm schemes, and also to try and introduce more Manx product onto the menus of the restaurateurs.
Is that something that is coming more into the fore, would you say?
I think there is a feeling to try and support local as much as they can. The range of produce we're selling now is widening all the time. In terms of Manx produce, we have growers who commit to growing for us 12 months of the year, and they give us absolutely reliable service at fair prices. You have Manx potatoes, carrots, spring cabbages, broccoli, and during the season they are first class. The same is true with mushrooms. But what we have now is we have certain growers like Mike Neal in the north who's growing Manx asparagus for us, and that'll start next week. We have his brother Robert, who this year is trialling commercial quantities of Manx strawberries and Manx tomatoes. So it's an exciting time.
How much produce would you say is actually locally grown at this time?
We spend over £1 million a year with Manx or local produce. I mean, potatoes alone, there's one grower, Les Neal in the north. We have roughly 700 tonnes of potatoes off him. Stuart Allenson, again in Jerby, he has 700 tonnes of potatoes for us. They're in all the Manx chip shops. We're preparing our own fresh Manx chips for the pubs and certain restaurateurs. It's a huge business, and the Isle of Man relies on it, really. When the boats don't sail, local produce comes to its own.